This is KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world, coming to you from the Loyola Marymount University campus in Westchester. I'm your host tonight, Mystic Pete, and you are listening to the Mystic Pete Chronicles. Thank you, Ernesto. Love the show. Another great Serenata de Trios. We love it. Tonight I have a very special guest in studio, a DJ from the East Coast, who I've been following for quite some time, and I'd like to introduce all of LA to DJ Algy.
Hello, everybody.
That's the voice of DJ Algy, and you're going to bring some East Coast vibes to Los Angeles. But let's talk a little bit and find out who you are and what you do, and just give me the brief introduction.
Great. So I'm DJ Algy. I'm 17. I'm from the East Coast. I'm really into music. I like indie and rock and all that kind of good stuff. A lot of stuff in the alt spheres. And yeah, I'm hoping to play some of my liked songs, some of the more and less known ones.
Well, I thought because you are self-declared Gen Z, correct?
Indeed, I am.
I asked you, and that's what you are
Gen Z.
Claiming. And I promised that I wouldn't put you on public radio and ask you to speak for your whole generation, to be a voice for the millions of Gen Z people out there who need to express their opinions, their feelings, their desires, their wants. I promised I would, but I've kind of changed my mind. So I think I want you now to speak for your whole generation and express, you know, the deepest motivations of all the people of this vast community who don't have really don't have a voice. So what say you, sir?
Yeah, it's a big responsibility, but I'll try my best to
manage. It's all right. It's all right. We got an hour.
Great. Yeah. So Gen Z, I think we're kind of the main emotion I've been feeling, and a lot of Gen Z, I guess, has been like concern almost. There's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world today. There's a lot of, you know, turmoil. The climate's not doing too great. Some people feel like their politicians don't represent them. And at the same time, I think there's a really big movement, especially in Gen Z, to kind of be aware of all of the bad things that are happening, you know, be politically active, be present, and at the same time to maintain some sense of self-identity and self-awareness, you know, taking the good with the bad. And even though there's so much bad in the world happening, being able to live a good and happy life.
Okay, good answer, good opening statement. I mean, I think the big question is, do you people mind that we're going to be handing you a planet that's been totally trashed and is run by utterly corrupt people? I mean, do you mind that? Is that?
I mean, can you? Yes, obviously. I think a lot of people are really upset with the state of the world right now. I mean, you know, things are melting, things are freezing, everything in between.
At the same time.
Yeah. And it's obviously a difficult world we're inheriting. And I mean, you know, especially with the way that a lot of media is playing today, everybody's upset all the time. Yeah, I believe that despite being upset and scared and mad and angry, there are a lot of people who I believe are capable in the new generation. A movement, however big or small it is, to heal the planet and rework society in a more humanitarian way, a way that works for more people, a way that supports more people, and a way that allows for better equality than has been shown in the past human civilization. I think we're the forefront of humanity right now, and I'm having cautious, optimistic hope.
Well, you know, I mean, I think you've not only spoken for your generation, but you've spoken for everybody when you said everybody's upset all the time. I think that's a pretty good summation of you know, zeitgeist. But, you know, I would take exception, too, because, like, I was walking on the beach yesterday, Santa Monica Beach, gorgeous sunset. And, you know, for a couple of minutes, I felt okay, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I felt okay for a couple minutes.
And I think that's really important. I think there is a big movement, and there should be a big movement, to kind of enjoy, you know, the small parts of life. I've heard often that, you know, self-care is protest and resistance, right? Being able to take care of yourself and be active in your community is just as important as the people going out, you know, in front of whatever institution and protesting with signs and flags. I think that a lot of people, you know, for a lot of people, taking care of themselves and enjoying those small moments, you know, where you're reading a book on the beach and the sun is shining nice and it's warm, is really important too. And I think that should be a focus for a lot of people, you know, maintaining self-integrity and self-expression and being able to enjoy yourself, frankly.
And right now you could be back home and it's like 8 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold down there. Lots of snow. And I'm really appreciating being able to sit on the beach and soak in a little sun before I go back.
I was walking around in shorts today. Felt good.
Yeah.
I felt superior.
I was in a short sleeve, whereas where I would be, I'd be in a, you know, a heavy winter coat hiding out from the storm.
Well, is there anything you could say? So there was this whole, how to put it, a few years ago, a plague.
Yes.
There was this plague that came along.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if you're aware of it, but, you know, I can imagine how this was a very formative experience for Gen Z, because right in the middle of them trying to live their life and come into maturity, there's this, like, massive catastrophe. And I'm guessing it just affected all layers of life and consciousness. And I kind of have a feeling like we've been crawling back to normalcy. Some people say normalcy, and I've never quite, you know, but normalcy, we'll just stick with normalcy.
Sounds good to me.
Crawling back to normalcy. But I don't think we've really, the other word is unpacked. We haven't really, like, turned around and faced what just happened. I mean, you know, a million people died. I mean, it's just like a catastrophic situation, and it's just profoundly upsetting. But I think we're just kind of running away from the explosion, and we haven't really come to terms with it at all yet. But I think your generation was the one that was probably most deeply affected, because so many formative experiences should have been happening then, and you were just locked down and isolated and, you know, seeing people get sick. So any commentary on, you know, help us now that we're a few years out, can you say anything that will help us make sense of COVID-19?
Yeah, I got plenty commentary. I've noticed, I mean, me and my friends were kind of holed up in the houses for a few years, which was obviously in many ways an isolating experience. I've heard from a lot of people, both my age and, you know, people older, analyzing what happened, that just the lack of connectivity to other people, and being able to, you know, be face to face, smile and laugh, you know, share a drink even, was definitely had a huge impact on people my age. I also think one of the major points is that not being in school with other people was just incredibly shaking from what we were kind of used to. I remember just being out of school for a year and a half, 2 years, substituted with online school at times, but it just so wasn't the same. I mean, not being able to look forward to getting to school and having lunch with your friends was kind of, I feel like the best word is isolating experience. The separation from normal society was obviously impactful. And on top of that, you know, having your schoolwork and having to almost pretend like life was going on as normal was incredibly impactful. You know, I think that kind of the isolation and a lot of the loneliness epidemic that we're seeing today has kind of stemmed from that, you know, not being able to talk to your friends on the daily, still having to do your schoolwork and pretend like everything's going as normal, you know, get A's. For many people, you know, get into college, graduate from high school, go from eighth grade to high school. I think it was a deeply impactful and in some ways scarring experience to our generation.
I would just like to point out, in case the authorities are listening, you said you're 17 and you said, go have a drink with friends. And I know you were talking about lemonade, non-alcoholic drink, just because I know you were meaning that.
Well, no, I meant like sharing straws with somebody. You know, you couldn't contaminate, you know, you take a sip of your Coke and the friend takes the sip of the
Coke,
same Coke.
Exactly. Milkshake.
Yes.
Non-alcoholic here. Just want to make clear.
Yes, but, you know, or even eating the same food, right? You know, sharing germs, giving people high fives, being a little messy for the younger kids. Yeah, I think it was definitely an impactful experience.
Well, I do want to get to your music set soon. But
I do too.
But I just wanted to say that I think coming out of it, we're having this plethora of social media and in many directions. And so human contact kind of got shut down, but now on the other side of it, it's been replaced by computer screens. And there's this kind of like computer screen stare that a lot of people have, and losing social skills, you know, like a lot of emotionally stunted people, because they're just not interacting. It's a, everybody's faces down in this little 4-inch square. 4-inch? Is that right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like been replaced with something that's generally toxic. So, well, why don't we just answer one last question about music. So you try to dig out unique pieces. And where is the new music coming? I mean, with so much just being generated by AI slop music, but where is good music coming from right now?
Yeah, I think good music is hard to find, especially with, you know, so much being pumped out all the time from both good and bad musicians. I think the key way to find music is listening to your friends. I feel like kind of music dissipates across society through people telling other people. And so just as a call to action, I guess, I would encourage telling your friends and listening to your friends about what kind of music they like. A few of these things, the things on the lineup today are from people who have suggested genres or artists or specific songs to me that I've really enjoyed. And then that kind of opens up a new pathway for me to see, oh, I like this genre. Oh, I like this artist. And then that leads me to see more. I can see maybe I want to see more punk stuff. And then I get into the punk scene and I see my local punk scene and I go to shows. And that it's a cycle where you can keep finding new things once you find a new thing.
Good. Great. Great insight. Well, I think we should move on to the hearing your set portion of the show. And do you want to give us a little heads up about what we're going to hear, names, or we could do it on the back end too? Go ahead.
So we're going to be hearing stuff from Don't Look at Me Like That from Beach Cowboys, a small band in Texas. Some more classic stuff like Her Sinking Sun from Coma Cinema. More by The Greeting Committee, Jealous Boy by The Bug Club, Sea of Tranquility by The Music Tapes, Roscoe by Midlake, and for the end of this set, which there'll be more, a more classic song, Pretty Boy by TV Girl.
Wonderful. Okay, now here's a set by DJ Algy, and he's been so generous in being the spokesperson for his entire Gen Z generation. Here's DJ Algy, KXLU. Mystic Pete!
Look up. a pocket in my heart and said to pick yours, always been certain. Oh, how'd you ever forget that all that I've ever been good at is giving my all just to deserve this? Oh, I'm not even.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com all around the world. Mystic Pete here with a show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. And today I am featuring DJ Algy in from the East Coast. And this was a music set that he put together. And we're going to have a little more talk. We're going to find out a little bit more about what people in Gen X are thinking. But first, DJ Algy, tell us what we just heard.
Yeah, so again, that was Don't Look at Me Like That from Beach Cowboys, Her Sinking Sun from Coma Cinema, More from The Greeting Committee, Jealous Boy from The Bug Club, The Sea of Tranquility from The Music Tapes, Roscoe from Midlake, and finally Pretty Boy from TV Girl.
Nice selections. Is there a place people can find you? You want to announce Instagram or something? Okay, they have to. Just if you want to hire him for your party, you can contact me, mysticpete.com and mysticpete on social media. So yeah, we were talking about Gen X and technology and the fact that you guys are going to have to be taking over for us incompetent nincompoops very soon and somehow put out the raging fires that are consuming the planet in every conceivable quadrant of consciousness and physicality. And we had talked a little about social media kind of flattening human experience, kind of taken over after the pandemic, like an even like worse situation than before was happening. And now with AI kind of doubly contaminating our spheres of consciousness. But what I'm wondering is, you know, sometimes when there's something that is hurtful or problematic or catastrophic, there's a response. And, you know, social media and AI is designed to capture consciousness, to enchant, to grab whatever you're interested in and hook you in. But do you see any response, any backlash? Is there any movement that's saying, you know, this whole thing is just a big piece of crap that's being dumped on us, and we're going to find some alternatives to this nightmare?
Yeah. So there's obviously a lot of pushback, especially around AI, but just, you know, social media in general. I see a lot of people doing like social media detoxes to try and lock in for school and get better grades. I see a lot of people reverting to digital media to physical media because they don't, they want physical things like CDs or, you know.
What's that?
Compact discs. Yeah, ancient technology.
Those round plastic things?
Yeah, that we didn't have.
There were some around here in the studio. Yeah. Like I'm surrounded by them. I always wondered what those were for.
Yeah, they're so weird.
Data storage devices?
Definitely.
From the old days?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I see people using physical media instead of digital media. I see people doing social media detoxes. And there's quite a significant amount of Gen Zers who are just kind of staunch anti-AI, kind of myself included. There are a lot of people that refuse to use AI because there are obvious downsides to the usage of AI, just generative AI, especially in everyday life. Of course, AI has its uses. It's, you know, incredibly efficient, and especially non-generative AI, you know, can help a lot with things like accounting or mathematics.
Explain what that means, non-generative, as opposed to the generative?
Yeah, data? So things that help with databases as opposed to things like ChatGPT, which can write you a song or a research paper in seconds, right?
So you're against the writing songs and papers?
In many ways, yes. And there are a lot of people in Gen Z who are kind of against generative AI for things like writing, you know, an essay for school. And there are also a lot of Gen Zers who use things like ChatGPT to write essays for school to, you know, do their projects for them. And I think that's kind of dangerous. I think there's been a normalizing, especially with AI, of taking the easy way out when it comes to learning. And with learning, there's no taking the easy way out. I think it's not hard to say that the education system is flawed, and that there needs to be drastic reforms. And I don't think those drastic reforms should come at the cost of people doing their own learning work. On top of that, there are just major downsides to AI. Some studies are done showing there are cognitive impacts to using AI too much, like less critical thinking. There's obviously huge environmental impacts with tons of water being used. The cost of RAM is going up. And I find a lot of older people are kind of thinking that AI will be able to get to an advanced point where it fixes all these problems for us. And while that may be true, I think it's not worth the cost of worsening these problems right now.
I mean, the question is, there's just billions and billions of dollars and huge corporations, massive forces that want to make money off of you and me and Gen Z and everything. And are they going to outwit us and get better at capturing us and enslaving us and dragging us over this abyss into this dystopic Terminator
ultimate
world?
Doom.
Yeah, like this Terminator world where the machines are in charge and, you know, six rich white men are pulling the levers of those machines until they're killed, until they're eliminated because they're unnecessary. But, I mean, what you're saying, I mean, is this just like the cool DJ Algae friends who are opposing it that will make a no blip at all on the ocean of dysphoria that's coming at us? Or is this like a real kind of movement, like people saying, because it's so dangerous. I mean, literally, it's dangerous, causing so much mental illness and even suicide, but also kind of figuratively just kind of squashing us down into these robot-like mesmerized people. But is there actually, do you feel like there's a real movement that can kind of oppose this horror?
Yeah, I do. And as is the case with most things, I think the truth kind of lies in the middle. I think AI isn't, you know, the root of all evils and totally bad. And I think, as is the case with many things, it's a new technology. We don't totally know what it's capable of yet. We don't totally know its impacts. And so some healthy discretion, I think, is important. And a lot of what I see in the world today is not exercising healthy discretion. I see people using it for anything from your English essay to a research paper. And while I can admit AI's efficiency, I also think it's not as important as a lot of companies make it to be. I think there's kind of like a mistruth, even a lie, surrounding, you know, people say, well, AI's already in the workplace. There's nothing you can do to resist it. You might as well just go along or you're going to lose your job. And I don't think that's totally true. I think a healthy limiting and a healthy distrust of AI is good. Again, I'm not saying it's the root of all evils. I'm not saying we should completely eliminate AI from everything, because technology will continue moving forward. And at the same time, moderation is key.
Well, you know, you're making a good point, because people have been outraged about technology ever since any technology was happening. When TV came along, you know, they called it the boob tube. They thought that was the end of civilization, you know, and then there was like the nightmare of Morse code, you know, when that came in, it was just like people were terrified. Radio. You know,
somebody invented the wheel and people got scared.
Oh, well, even go back to Socrates. Socrates was against writing because he felt people would stop using their memory and stop, you know, people would memorize vast amounts of information, and then writing came, and then he thought it would make people lazy. That demon writing. Well, anyway, why don't we hear another set? I don't know why time is going extra fast. I think the clocks were set to go double speed.
Probably. Time flies when you're having fun.
To the sour. Why don't we do another set?
Sounds good to me.
DJ Algae, what are we going to hear?
So first we're going to hear some classics such as In the Airplane Over the Sea from Neutral Milk Hotel, Ballad of the Texas King from Cutworms, Ever Blue Forest from a small Czech band called Purple Foxtown, O Camille from Graham Nash, and finally O Susquehanna from Defiance, Ohio.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here. Sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and his ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
your mouth and let the ever-blue forest
DJ LG, what are we listening to? I'll leave it playing in the background.
Right now we're listening to Everblue Forest by Purple Fox Town. And we just listened to In an Airplane Over the Sea and Ballad of the Texas King by Neutral Milk Hotel and Cutworms, respectively.
Well, we're just about done with our hour show of the Mystic Pete Chronicles. I hope everybody stays tuned for Alien Air. Pat's coming on in about 1.5 minutes. Well, DJ Algy, any final words to give to the world or to give to my older generation other than get out of the way?
Yeah, look, if there's absolutely nothing except this you take away from my show, take away that, you know, building community and being close to those you care about is necessary, especially in trying times. Being those for there you love, being there for yourself, you know, doing things that are restful is key. And yeah, just rest and relaxation, being there for a community, creating a community, it's what you got to do.
DJ LG, thank you so much for coming in. We will do this again. Thank you, everybody, for listening. People can reach me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. I'll be back next Sunday with another great show. Actually, no, it's basketball next Sunday, so 2 weeks I'll be here. And then Saturday nights and Monday nights, I have a DJ show, In a Dream, so you can check that out. But thank you so much. Thank you, DJ Algy.
Thank you, Mystic Pete, for having me.
All right. Mystic Pete.